Welcome to the Wet News Podcast, Episode 7, Breakup Edition.
That just gets better every time you do
every
it.
Every time.
Yeah, I know.
I love that horn.
I was thinking on the way back, actually, I was listening to Frank Skinner's one on my way back from work.
Right.
We really need some more, sound effects.
Like, boink!
Yeah, things like that, yeah.
Boink!
We need some more stuff like that. Right, as I mentioned in, on my Facebook, and I sent a few of you a text, we're doing a Breakup Edition. The inspiration was drawn from a trip I had out recently, and I was talking to some girls basically about how they react to breakups, and I thought it was fucking hilarious. I mean, we're on thin ice here because, you know, one person's heartache was another person's humour. So some girls might listen to this and think, God, I remember that, that was shit, or they might think, God, I'm an idiot.
Let's hope for the latter.
Yeah, let's hope for the latter. I figure, though, we should talk about blokes first, seeing as we are blokes.
Do we have to?
We can give, like, an insight. This can be educational. It's a lesson as well as entertainment. We can...
Leave you, whatever happened. There's a lesson.
So we'll give the male point of view across and how quite pathetic it is. And then we'll talk about girls and how hilarious they are. Because to me, they're the most hilarious creatures I've ever heard.
I'm just going to feel awful though at the end of this.
No, you're all right. We'll get drunk afterwards, so it'll be all right.
We should put it in where we are. Friday night.
Yeah.
End of the week. Just about to get on the piss.
Yeah, you're in a good mood as well, so I'll see to that.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. I was in quite a good mood as well. I think tonight's going to be a good night. Jack Petch is back. Recent friend on Twitter. I don't know if he's listened to it yet. I'll tell him he's mentioned. He's egotistical enough to listen to
it. All the boys say they can't.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like...
I'm not surprised. Yeah, it would just be like a standard...
Yeah, we've heard all this a million times. Yeah.
Sam's really angry again. Fantastic. They're fucking sick of it. Right, so I'm going to have to ask Tom, treat this like an interview. How did you respond following your recent breakup?
Recent?
It wasn't recent, was it? Time flies when you're heartbroken.
Yeah. It was like yesterday, Sam.
So how did you react? What was your initial reaction?
I sort of knew it was coming, you know, it just went really shit. And I thought, yeah, this is coming to an end.
Clinging on.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck this. And then we sort of split up equally and it was like, oh, yeah, this is all right. I'll go back to Norwich, it'll be happy days, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then it was fine. And then we did the dreaded thing where you start shagging again and it's like, oh, God.
Yeah,
I really like her still. Shit. shit. And that's where the pain came. And the lots of drinking.
Because you, did you, because you text us, didn't you? You text basically every boy in the world saying, that's it.
Yeah.
It's done. And then,
the joyous replies, what am I?
Well, see, that's typical. That's a common theme. Tell your mates what's happened, and then your mates just slag them off to make you feel
better. You're fucking worth it anyway.
Yeah, you can do better. Everyone knows you can't. You can do so much better.
What do you mean?
I mean, yeah.
The things I've had since have been great.
You must have. Did you have any, I'm not asking for a confession here.
Okay.
But did you have any, tears alone in your bedroom or
alone? I let her see.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Right, because I never saw the tears
when we first did. It was like, oh fuck, and then I got a bit upset,
teary eyed.
Yeah, like a little puss. I feel so unmanly and crying like a wiener.
But looking back at it, it's hilarious, isn't it? Crying is such a hilarious thing to look back at. Yeah. Then you see other people crying. It's fucking brilliant.
I just walk away. I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
See ya.
So the initial reaction was upset.
Then I just felt it's just alright. Because I've sort of like dealt with it in my mind beforehand because I knew it's coming.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah, we'll be alright. Let's go down the pub.
Yeah.
And forget.
Drink seems to be a common one as well.
It's
a great healing depressant. If you're feeling down, take depressants.
If you drink lots of it.
Yeah. You forget.
Mm.
You just have to do that non-stop.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'll go through some of the messages I got. And some of them are actually about breakups. Others are just...
Are we weird, saying who they are?
Weird stuff. No, it's all anonymous.
Will you tell me after?
No. I can't. No, I'm being professional. This is a professional podcast. We've got listeners in Venezuela.
Hello, Venezuela.
We've got some in America.
Bonjour.
What else we got? South Africa. I bet he's white.
We'll see, it's apartheid and all that.
Black people don't have computers in South Africa. They're not allowed, are they? What else?
We've just lost our one. Yeah.
I got a couple of tales, right? Some were from girls about men. And one of them was, I thought this was great. A bloke's attempt to get a girl back was just a gift.
A gift.
So this is a common one, like blokes will just turn up with flowers and chocolate, and then the more extreme the situation, the more extreme the gift. And this bloke, and I feel bad saying this story because I have no idea who it is, but apparently he had a huge knob, right? Such a huge knob that he couldn't use it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he'd get hard on and then the blood would disappear to prevent him passing out. You know, that big a knob. It was like a third leg, okay?
How big is your knob if you that to
That's
happen.
What I'm wondering about. So they couldn't have sex.
I'd bring a drip in. You just get a drip of blood, just keep pumping it through.
Yeah, so he couldn't, and that proved to be a bit of a problem. Eventually they broke up because he was sort of really needy and lovey.
I don't blame him. Yeah. Poor cunt can't shag her.
He compensated for his ridiculously big knob by buying her a bunny rabbit.
A bunny
but
rabbit?
But the bunny rabbit wasn't even wanted. She just said, look, I appreciate the gesture. It's a nice rabbit, but I'm not. I don't want to be with someone who I can't have sex with because they've got a giant knob. And so he just left the rabbit outside her door. So that when her dad came back, there was just this rabbit sitting on the front there. Trying to explain that to your dad. Well, Dad, the reason I've got a rabbit is, you know Steve, my boyfriend? His knob, right, is massive. He can't even maintain.
You imagine a girl explaining that way, his knob to her dad.
His penis, father, was very large. Yeah. I can't quite explain. It was like a starved anaconda.
Women say knob?
Give me
your knob.
I got a right good dick in last night. Yes. I don't think they do.
I got knobbed the other night.
Oh, God. Oh, what a horrible concept. But I like the idea that this guy attempted to sort of make up for the lack of penis with a rabbit. Right, we can't have sex, but I found this lovely little bunny down the shop. That will solve all our problems. Unless that rabbit's going to fuck her, I don't think.
That was the wrong kind of rabbit he got.
Yeah. Should have got a vibrating rabbit from a sex store. That might have solved some of the problems.
How does he ever wank?
It happens when he wanks as well, apparently.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's a race against time, because the blood goes in, and then you've just got... until it drops out again.
So, if you see a bloke walk around Norwich with one massive right arm...
Yeah. He's actually got to do his own foreplay. He's got to make sure he's really in the mood before he gets the hard on. Because it could... Yeah. He's sort of massaging his balls and stuff to make sure he's in the mood.
Stroking the inside of his leg.
Yeah, rubbing his nipples and stuff.
Passing that feather.
We always end up talking about wanking straight away. It's ridiculous.
It's a good sport.
Right, I've got another lad told me that he was on holiday. He was on holiday in America with his mates. And this girl broke up with him while he was in America.
Right.
So his reaction was, basically, there's nothing I can do, so I'm just going to get really angry and really drunk. And that tends to be a common one among men. You know, if we can't solve something, we just get angry and drink. So there's a common one. Mates join in with the slag off. Yeah.
Mm.
You sort of form a group. It's like a in Native American ritual. You all sit around a fire and slag off the ex-girlfriend. She's a bastard. And there was one quite harrowing tale as well, I was told.
Oh, no.
About an ex, and this brings the tone down a little bit, but...
Is it psycho shit?
Yeah, it's psycho shit. But I like to think you can see the funny side in everything, right? So they break up, everything sort of... They're going along the principle of, it's a really horrible breakup, so let's not talk to each other, full stop.
Okay.
The bloke turns up round the house, tells her he's going to kill her, tries to burn her face on a radiator, and then gets a restraining order put out. So, if you look back at it in a humorous way...
What the fuck?
See, that's what men do.
Who sent you that?
Oh, don't worry, it's anonymous, professional.
Well, no, it's anonymous, but why would they do that?
The bloke or the woman? Either or.
Yeah.
I don't think the woman's got anything to... Why would she tell you that?
I'm more amazed that the woman sent you this and the bloke's come round there and done
it. So, I think the common theme is, most blokes... Pretend they're not bothered, cry a little bit when they're by themselves, and then just get
really
drunk.
Angry.
And angry, yeah. unless the man's really sort of knee deep and just a bit of a knob, then he tries to burn your face off
with a radio.
Yeah,
with a radio. Would you heat it up before and pick it up?
I don't know. Turn it on first and wait for it to warm up.
Well, the heating's not on yet, love. Right, fucking hell. Fucking British gas.
I
bastards.
Wish I'd brought a lighter. But yeah, the girls' reactions are really, they're a lot more melodramatic, and I think they're charming in a way because girls are so raw, aren't they?
Yeah.
Their emotions are so out there and raw. They're just like, this is how I feel. I don't care what happens, I'm just going to show you how I feel. And there seems to be a correlation between crying and food with girls. I thought that was just a sort of Bridget Jones thing. But yeah,
it's Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, it's really not. It's actually not. And the first one, the first tale, was a girl I spoke to recently, she's broke up with someone. It's the first time she's broken up with someone.
Right.
Not on her terms. So basically the bloke said to her, this isn't working out. And so...
Ouch.
Yeah. So she's gone through now. So she's sort of similar age as us. Gone this far in life without getting dumped.
Mm-hmm.
And so it came extra hard. And she said that she was just like complete wreck. Just tears after tears after tears. And it was the same approach men have. Text all your friends straight away and say, so-and-so's broken up with me. And girls, they go proper like...
He's a bastard.
Yeah, they go proper really close. Because girls really struggle with close friendships. And not all the time, but from what I've seen, our group anyway, especially. They just never seem to be that element of trust between them. And she told me that her friend came round, right, and eradicated every trace of him from the house.
The friend came round and did this?
Yes, like a mother, literally. Came round the house, sheets off, pictures away, everything. Just gutted the room. And then she got on the bed with her and the friend. This isn't going to go to take a left turn. They started lazing off.
Yes.
The friend just cushioned her head into her chest. She rested her head onto her breast and just cried.
The friend cried with her.
No, the girl, the victim, just cried. Non-stop.
Jesus.
In the chest. I know. They wonder why men are petrified. Honestly.
I'm glad I did it that way. You know, just get angry and drunk.
Yeah, I know.
It's much better. Imagine your mate come around and actually dealing with the problems.
And because most of these tales are just from people we know. And I went on Google for about 5 minutes and sort of said to see if there was any fucked up stories.
Mm-hmm.
I literally looked on one page and there was one that stuck out a mile, right? The girl felt so upset and like lonely and miserable that she asked her brother to share her bed for the night.
Oh.
How fucked up is that?
What did the brother do?
Well, he did it.
What?
But presumably the girl was so vulnerable and upset she just wanted any man in her bed, even if it was her brother.
That's just that's weird.
Yeah, I know, it's petrified. This is why I'm so petrified of women, these type of behaviours. and another one. This girl basically broke up with a guy.
Okay.
And the guy was being desperate to get back with her. So she thought, and this is just the chop logic, the best way of getting over her feelings for her ex and telling him to fuck off.
Take a dick.
Was to get with the housemate of this guy.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
That is the cruelest thing in the world. Any girl who ever has that opinion, just drop it from your mind, because that is the worst. The worst sort of opinion.
Which she thought that, or that it didn't just happen?
No, it happened. She done it.
No, but I mean, she thought, oh, this is the reason I'm going to get with him to try and...
Well, I don't know. Whatever the reasoning was.
She's a psychopath.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's two stories that were really, really hilarious for me anyway. Maybe it's just because I find other people's misery exceptionally funny. But
I want to enjoy this one.
Yeah, exactly. She was really upset, so this is going to be great. Right, she went out after finding out she'd been dumped, goes out. Straight away on the wine. Ooh, girls' night on the wine.
On the wine. Yeah. On the Vin.
And she gets really drunk.
Got the Zinfandel.
The classic scenario of I'm too drunk, I'm leaving. So she makes a beeline for the exit and a beeline for the nearest chicken joint.
The chicken shop.
Chicken shop, nearest chicken shop.
That sounds exactly what I did.
And her friends sort of went looking after her to try and spot her. And they found her.
Stuffed in her face.
Yeah.
Head deep in a bucket.
Head deep in a bucket, crying into the chicken. the most demeaning sight. And all I could do is, because I'm so selfish, I can't think, oh, that must have been terrible for her. All I could think about is what I'd do if I saw a girl just crying into chicken. I would laugh. I would.
Greasy face and all her fingers.
As if that chicken isn't salty enough. I mean, Christ. Weeping into chicken.
You got to have a weep into chicken.
So her friend, so her friends grab her and like, come on, let's get you home. Come on, fella.
Put the chicken down.
Yeah, put the chicken down. There's no need for it. And she said she then got in the cab and told the cab driver the whole tale from start to finish. This poor bloke. And she then tipped him a tenner and was like, she said that she got out of the car and said, thanks for listening.
No.
Yeah, no. Like it was something from a rom-com. It was really that bad.
That guy was going, yeah, cheers.
He sounds like a real bastard. Yeah,
clean the grease off your seats now, fat bitch.
And the next one, oh, this is pretty psychotic as well. So, girl's with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He dumps her on the same day as her housemate's birthday. Right. So, the girl's reaction is, right, fair enough, shit's gone down, but it's still so-and-so's birthday. I've got to make her a cake. So she starts making the cake, goes over the mixture, and starts weeping into the mixture. So she said that she made this cake, like, bleary-eyed all the way through with an absolute abundance of tears in the cake. And then she had to watch her housemates eat the cake.
Oh, shit.
You drank my tears. And after this, they all went out together to celebrate the birthday. And it just so happens that the ex happened to be in the same club.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
And
having the time of his life.
Yeah. You can imagine where it went from here. Well, actually, you probably couldn't imagine the scenario. Her reaction was, right, there's my ex. I'm going to try and make him jealous. So she goes to the first guy she sees, best looking guy within a 2 meter radius, starts getting with him, but then bursts into tears halfway through. And I like to think, she didn't specify anything about sort of biology, but I like to think that she splattered snot on his face as well, just for a little bit extra. So he's just standing there thinking, what the fuck just happened, with snot all over his face.
Sick everywhere.
Yeah. So at this point, she's bursting tears on the guy's face, runs towards the ex-boyfriend, drags him outside for a little, you know, for a rendezvous.
Covered in snot.
Yeah, yeah. So she says, you know, you ruined my life was the line she used, I believe.
Life?
Yeah, the whole life.
The whole life.
Life ruining.
The whole life. Life ruining.
Accusations of life ruining were flown around. And punches were thrown.
What?
Yeah. Punches were thrown. Police were involved. Yeah, God. This is all one girl. Fortunately, the ex-boyfriend was decent enough, so he strikes me that he's probably a nice fella. He persuaded the police to let her go and said, oh no, we just broke up, she's just really upset. But then this is where he really took a left turn. He was going well, he was sort of getting her off the hook and like, right, you know, I'm sorry you're upset. And I'd like to think I'd be in a similar situation here. I'd have took the punch, I'd have prevented the arrest, I'd have got her home. He decided he was going to take her home and then sleep with her, so...
Oy.
I don't know.
Of course he did. Yeah. He's a fucking boy.
Yeah, he's a fucking right boy. But, you know...
Don't, Nick. I just want to fuck her.
Yeah.
Just one last time.
One more for the road. What is he doing
there?
Imagine
that, waking up in the morning.
Yeah, but the silver lining to the tale is that apparently when she woke up in the morning with a horrible hangover, it was then she realised she was over him. I don't know to what extent that was stolen from a movie or...
That kind of ruined it.
Yeah, I know.
You should have left that bit out.
But I like the tears of the cake. I also like the chicken and tears. They were good.
Can we make our own ending up to that one?
Yeah.
She woke up, Johnny up her arse, gazing on her.
Left tears. Her a note saying, cheers for the last one.
Filmed it.
Yeah.
Oh, all the boys now.
Yeah, see, that's another filming. That's another one that boys do. They make videos and keep them. I don't know any blokes that do that, do you?
No.
apparently blokes like to keep souvenirs. Kind of like mass murderers and serial killers.
Well, no, I deleted mine, actually. I couldn't do it anymore. You know, after the 40th wank of the day, it's time to get rid.
When you're beginning to ejaculate air, you have to really...
When you start crying in your own penis.
Your own chicken dinner. Crying into a chicken bucket. That is fucking terrific. But on this note, as soon as I because I left the girls after I'd been told these. Some of them were by text, some of them by Facebook, some of them live from the horse's mouth.
Live feed.
Which, yeah, included reaction, facial expressions and whatnot. The first thing that popped into my head was an article I read ages ago by a guy called Yasha Ali. And without trying to make this a podcast that's intellectual, because it's not at all.
Yeah. I mean, stop now.
The lion's share of this podcast has been about wanking. It should have just been called the wanking special, but it wouldn't really be a special. So he kind of, yeah.
Every 5 minutes there's a wanking reference.
I know. But this article is something called, I believe if you Google, a message to women from a man. You are not crazy. Or women are not crazy. Now, I take objection to this, the message behind this article. Right? Not because I think women are crazy, but because, of course, men find women crazy.
Yeah.
This is just one very small example of how different we are. So men sort of suffer in silence, get angry, punch a wall, break their hand, have too many drinks for about 3 or 4 weeks. And the recovery is sort of the same time scale for both, but very different reactions. Women cry into food and have slumber parties and eat Ben and Jerry's, sometimes punch people. It's, you know, it's a very different experience. But how can you say that? Because the whole theory of his article is that men are gaslighters. And by gaslighters, there was a movie about someone, a man, who used to flash the gaslight on the pilot light on his heater. And then his wife would say, "Can you see that gaslight flashing?" And he'd say, "No, you're seeing things." And eventually he told this woman that she was crazy so many times that she actually went crazy.
So where's this going?
Yeah, but this bloke is trying to basically make out that men are gaslighters. And I started to feel bad, because how many times do you say to girls, "You're fucking psycho"?
Well, they are.
I know. But this is my point. I started to feel guilty, and then I thought, wait a minute.
They call me fat and ugly enough times. I've called them psycho enough times.
Yasha Ali, you're a dick. I think that's the premise of my argument, because of course we find the way they react crazy, because no matter how badly I'd been fucked over by a girl, you wouldn't find me crying into a chicken bucket. I might be sitting down the pub with a chicken bucket getting drunk, but I wouldn't be crying into the bastard.
Birds are emotional, aren't they?
Yeah, I know, but that's what's great about it. Why argue the gender divide and try and make out that we make them this way because we tell them they're crazy?
He's just after some pussy, isn't he?
I don't know.
He is. That's what it is.
Well, he's trying to flog his book as well.
Oh, that'll do it.
But I don't like to slag him off, because what he's actually written is very interesting. I just think it's a load of crap, really. But you ask women, and he would argue that women have been brainwashed. But if you ask them, they openly admit that they're fucking crazy. Yeah. Even girls that I consider to be relatively...
I'm so crazy.
...conservative with their sort of emotions, they will immediately admit that they're fucking crazy. You ask most of them, "Yeah, I know, I'm a bit of a psycho." Because they know they're fucking psycho. Any gender that can say, "I'm really upset and you should know why I'm upset," has to be pretty crazy if you ask me.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Please don't.
Right. "Why are you upset, babe?" "You should know." No,
I don't want to know.
That's not what humans do. We're not telepathic.
You get over it on your own and come find me when you're fine again. That'd be great. Yeah.
Imagine if you saw your mate, like, with his face like a smacked ass down the pub, clearly really drunk, and you went over and said to him,
"Exactly,
what's
mate?
Up, mate?" And he said, "You should know." You'd think, what a wanker. But you don't extend the same courtesy to females.
You should know.
Yeah, you should.
Well, I fucking don't. So.
But anyway, let's get off the breakup special. Although I still really enjoy the, and I hope in every inch of my body that tonight after we're out and we end up, even if we don't go in a chicken shop, if we just pass one, I hope with every inch of my soul I see some girl just crying into her bucket. I really do. Not because I'm horrible, but just because I think it's fucking funny. Yeah. Because you know that girl will look back at that fun with humour in a few years. You'll think, oh.
Why was she writing on the internet? Was it said in a, like, "Oh, I was a dick," or did she?
Yeah, she was laughing about it. She thought it was hilarious. Because I think most people do, don't they? When you do something stupid like that, whether it's to do with trying to get with a girl, or whether it's failing or succeeding, whatever, you look back at it and think, my God. It's ridiculous. Every one night stand you ever had, just look back at it and think how stupid it is.
Yeah.
Exactly. And without, you know, we don't need to go into detail.
No, go on, let's do it.
No. Maybe we can save that for another special when we're getting really, really desperate.
What, the one night stand special?
Yeah, that'll be about 12 minutes long.
Yeah. I've had three.
The first and only story began. Once upon a time, trying to stretch it out for as long as possible.
You know, let's do the. I'm geared up for it now. I've thought of things.
All right, go on then.
When they leave things behind, why?
Oh yeah, like the equivalent of a male beer trophy is like the opposite.
Yeah.
So if we sleep with someone or we really like someone, we sort of try and take something to say, like, oh yeah, look lads, I went to so and so's house. Yeah,
knickers in your back pocket or something.
Yeah, they just sort of they just plant something.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's weird.
That girl I was.
Yeah.
Some girl.
Yeah.
She left her bra.
Yeah.
And then she went to get the taxi. I saw it. So I got up and went, oh, you know, oh no, it's fine. I got loads. What? Yeah. I don't want this.
And girls' bras as well. Was it a fancy one or was it just a standard?
Standard.
Yeah. She didn't put the effort in.
Nah,
it wasn't worth it.
She didn't know she was going to get the D, did she?
The D. Oh, God.
But she did it twice. And then the third time, she left a hair clip and went, I'm marking my territory.
See that?
No, you're
that
not.
Is petrifying.
There it is.
All
there
this
it
shit
goes.
About gaslighting. I'm marking my territory.
Yeah. Never saw her again.
Like a stray dog.
It was weird. What? You, why? Why would you say that as well?
Marking. Jesus. I'd be petrified. I'd be like crying. I'd be coiled up in the fetal position.
With a bucket of chicken.
Oh. She's marked her territory, mate.
I don't know what to do.
She's going to burn my house down, my face on a radiator. It's just...
She's going to come get me. I swear to God, she's going to come. I'm going to wake up a dead man. Cool.
You're found dead.
It is bizarre, though.
Strung up by an average bra. And a hair clip through the throat.
And a single earring pushed through my... Yeah, no.
I think this, the level of craziness is common, I think. Among both,
they're freaks.
Yeah, but men are fucking mental as well. It just seems that men do it super extreme, is where girls do it pretty extreme across the board.
Right.
So when men go, they you know they go out and just murder and rape and pillage and burn and you know we lose it. We fucking go.
You girls are shit.
But when girls go, they just it's like the scene of girls outside the club with a high-heeled shoe in one hand and a cigarette in the other, like, fuck you, you bastard.
Hell have no fury like a woman scorned.
Yeah.
Bollocks.
I don't know. I do not know. I mean, eating someone else's tears in a cake. What were you thinking? Like, what would you think as you took your first bite? Like,
it's a
despair
bit...
cake. The best kind.
A cake of tears.
Yeah.
Isn't it wet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice and moist. It's very, very moist mixture. A bit salty, yeah.
Victoria sponge, is it?
Yeah. What's the special ingredient? Yeah, yeah.
Tears.
It's a bit bitter. I can taste the lemon and the despair in it.
You must be so bitter.
I don't know. I'm sitting on the fence with this one because I think men are just as mad as women, but
nah.
I think it's hilarious.
They're Fruit Loops.
The weird. With food and tears, I just find it great. Why cry into your chicken? Surely the chicken should alleviate some of the pain. Cry after the chicken or before, but not during. That should be the moment of release, the chicken. Surely.
And breathe. There's a lot of chicken going about now.
All right, I'm heartbroken, but God, these spicy wings are good.
I'm going to buy some chicken.
I know you are.
I love chicken.
Yeah, on that note, let's tell people what you've done last time you bought chicken.
It's still in my
talking
room.
Talking about how mental women are, this guy spent 10 quid on chicken. He had 2 carrier bags full of chicken. And he didn't eat any of it. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I said, why are you buying so much chicken? And you said to me, really aggressively, why aren't you having any fucking chicken? It was insane. I was like, I don't really want any, mate. I'm alright. God, you fat prick, have some chicken. I didn't know what to do.
Fat prick.
You had a bucket.
Two.
A bucket
no, I had
and
a bucket
sandwich.
And a burger meal.
But you don't need a burger meal and a bucket.
Yeah.
You barely need the bucket, to be honest.
No, you do.
What else happened there? the previous weekend. I feel like there were some stories.
I got smacked. That was nice.
Oh yeah, you got punched in the face. That was funny as hell. I really enjoyed it as well.
I bet you fucking did.
I know what, it was brilliant. Oh, I've never heard him so quiet for so long. Honestly, I was running his mouth at the back of the
furious, mate.
Yeah, he was down the front, quiet as a mouse.
Well, he's fucking 10 times the size of me.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he fucked you up.
And he would have killed me. Yeah, yeah, I know. Absolutely destroyed me.
God, that was a funny trip.
Yeah, it was great. I remember them fucking tarts we were chatting to in
oh god,
that pub in Newmarket.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it Dijon?
Dijon?
No, it was Dian, and someone called her Dijon once.
Call me Mustard if you like.
She had all fucked up teeth. She's about 40. And she kept doing this thing where she'd drop her straw in front of like all the blokes and then bend over. And she's like rubbing against you. The older one did it to me, bent over, and her tattoo came out. I was like, what does that say? Her kids' names round on the bottom of her back.
Fuck off.
It said it. It was like Jordan and Ashley or something like that. So imagine if you pulled that bird, you're pounding away like a trooper from behind and you're just seeing her kids' names there. It was like, oh.
My God.
Where do these people come from? Newmarket, obviously. Sorry.
But what? Everyone knows the term slag tag, right?
Don't put your fucking kids' names there.
I honestly, what's gone through her head?
It's bizarre.
If you want a slag tag, fair enough. They're quite sexy tattoos, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are. But don't take away all the sexiness by putting the name kids' of your names in there. This is quite funny, actually. It reminds me of another message I got on Facebook. I'd asked for a breakup story, so I'm not really sure how this is relevant. But a guy felt the need to tell me that.
Put this in.
He was, literally. He was shagging a girl from behind, as he eloquently put it. And sort of halfway through the session, he realised she had thick, coarse hair along her back.
Oh!
So he, this is the way he put it, he flipped her over like it was a burger, flipped her over, finished the job, and broke up with her.
It was a girlfriend?
Yes.
So you got to the point of being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well, I'm not really sure, but he said he broke up with her. So whether that meant that he never spoke to her again, I don't know, but, you know.
Wow.
I know. So I wonder why men have got a bad reputation. You fucking gorilla. Finished the job, though, as well. Oh, this is putting me off.
You've got to get it done. Oh, he's a worker, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's a shagger. He's a fucking shagger.
He's a shagger, yeah. I'm presuming that his father was a shagger.
His dad was actually a shagger. I think his dad's dad was also a shagger.
Almost definitely.
So that makes him
a
shagger.
By definition, a shagger.
Shagger. Can we just take a minute to appreciate shagger? Wonderful, isn't it?
It annoys me that I can't hand on heart call myself a shagger.
That makes it even better. Yeah.
The day I can look myself in the mirror, smile like it's a movie scene and say, that's right, Sam. You've made it. You're a shagger.
You're not a virgin anymore.
Yeah. You're a shagger. We had some pretty funny conversations as well on the trip back, didn't we?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I'm going to tell a story about my shopping trip with my family the other week.
Here we go. So you're walking around QD.
What are you trying to say about my family?
he actually looks angry as well.
Yeah. I was, I can't remember where it was, somewhere in Norfolk, standard sort of charity shop run.
QD. Yeah.
Some QD in Norfolk. And we had a pleasant day. I'd brought all my toiletries, which is quite a procedure. And just as we were getting back in the car park, I had to go for a piss, right? And I went into a public toilet. Now, I've got so many problems with public toilets. In my experience, there's three kinds of public toilet. There's the snobby public toilet, which is fucking irritating.
Why is that?
We'll address all three.
Okay.
Number two is the just vile one. Well, we all know them.
Yeah.
And then there's the one you got to pay for, which is just on a different level in itself.
Yeah, let's not talk about that one.
But the posh ones, they it really pisses me off how they treat you like you need help pissing. Do you know what I mean? So If they're not that posh, they'll have someone to help you wash your hands, which is irritating because he wants money. You're never going to give it to
you
him.
You haven't got it.
Yeah, but he shows you how to wash your hands or tries to wash your hands for you. That's mildly irritating.
You get the spray, innit? I like all that.
But
makes you feel like a person.
The machines, the three-step machines, that they have.
Oh, when you hold your hand in
yes.
the thing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But it's so out of time, isn't it?
It elongates the hand washing process tenfold. If you're doing it yourself, you give it the old squirt, squirt, wash around, the wipe. I'm showing Tom now. You can probably hear my hands. You're doing the wipe.
We'll put a video up soon.
The quick rinse, and then the dry, which also, within the dry, there's the flick you do to get the water off quicker. The hand dryer supplements the flick. But these machines, you're there for ages, and somehow this machine is supposed to be telling you how to wash your hands. You've been washing your own hands since you could piss, you know.
I don't know about that.
Machines are sort of saying to you, right, so what comes first, Sam? That's right, the soap. What next?
They're
the
just
water.
For you. They see you coming.
Yeah.
Get it washes.
It's in my head. So you're there for a long time washing your hands on because the machine is trying to teach you how to clean yourself. They're the posh ones. So we've addressed them. Now, okay. The next ones are the disgusting ones.
Cross them off the list.
They're horrible on every level, aren't they? The people who use them, you know.
Crackheads.
Normal people go in
there. Oh, I've got a story about this, actually. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, because you're desperate, right? You're desperate and you have to go.
Yeah.
So you go into these toilets, like the one in Norwich Market. You know what you're getting.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah. There's infrared lights. So yeah, you can't see your veins. There's like always a bearded crusty man who is he's doing a schoolboy with his pants down his ankles having a piss. And there's always a thin layer of piss and shit and mud. But you're never sure if it's shit. Presumably it's not shit. But because it's mud and you're in a toilet, you're always suspicious that it's perhaps a little bit of shit.
That thick smell of piss as well. Yeah, it's such a...
It's like cat piss.
Yeah, who's got that piss?
I know.
Is it all the piss together that makes that, or is it just one bloke?
I really don't know. There's just one guy who uses it every morning. Yeah. He goes in there and just stinks the place out. And just like asparagus-y, just lager-y piss.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Pub
toilet.
Comes out like treacle, brown, just petrol-ish piss. And it's not so much that the toilet's horrible, because you know what you're getting. If you're desperate, you don't care, do you? You'll piss anywhere if you need to go.
That's it.
But quite often in these toilets, the basic necessities of a toilet aren't there. All you need in a toilet is the toilet itself, the means to wipe one's bum if one has gone for a number two, soap to clean one's hands,
yeah,
and a dryer. Now, quite often, and a lock to protect your dignity. Now, how many times do you go for a dump in a pub, in a public toilet, because you're desperate? You've not had time to assess your situation, so before you know it, you're sitting down, you're unleashing the dragon. And then you realise there's no lock, so you have to wedge your foot against the door. And you have to then somehow, once you've finished your deed, you have to work out an angle, which will mean you can get a good wipe, a good angle for the wipe, and you can keep your foot against the door.
The wipe.
And then you discover, having done this and realise there's no lock for dignity, there's no fucking bog roll either. So you're sort of bent over on an angle with a shitty bumhole and no lock. It's just incredible. And you come out then, there's no soap in the thing. Mm. So if you've got any poo on your hands, which it does happen, let's be honest, we've all been there.
Right on the thumb.
You can't remove the germs from your hands, which you're now going to spread around it to everyone else in the vicinity.
I'm feeling sick.
I know, it's grim.
It's fucking rank.
It's grim. Something needs to be done. And I find that the more public the toilet, and by that I mean Norwich Market is a very public toilet, the shitter quality the stuff in there.
Because all the fuckers go in there and rob it, don't they?
Well, who's robbing a hand dryer?
Parkies.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. But the hand dryers are literally the most inefficient things you can ever imagine. You press the button and it's no more than you breathe. You might as well just breathe on your own hands.
Oh, like the taps.
So you're standing there with suds for 20 minutes. It's like, come on, I can't go out like this. I can't wipe
got,
my suddy hands.
You have the
clothes.
Cream chinos.
Yeah, exactly.
Going nowhere.
You're at work. You're wearing black work trousers. If you wipe that on there, you're just going to have white stains up both quads. It's just ridiculous. And finally, the ones that charge you. I mean,
let's not even go there.
And I can't fathom who one day thought
20p.
Right, 20p to have a piss. There are things that are revolving around.
It's just in his face.
But you're a human being, right? If you need to piss, you have to piss. There is. I would love to just be in a train station like Liverpool Street and see some bloke just desperate for a shit without change. He just thinks, you know what, fuck you, pull his trousers down and just obliterate the whole scene. whole scene all over that sign that says 20p, shit everywhere. And the great thing about that as well is that diarrhea has got quite a strong legal.
Fuck.
No, I don't. This isn't going to be about the actual poo. That diarrhea has got quite a powerful legal standpoint. There's that story, isn't there, that if you speed and claim diarrhea, you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Sir Alex done it. Why can't you? It would stand up, wouldn't it? You're desperate for a shit.
Didn't
you
have
20p. Can't get to the toilet at the time. You didn't have 20p.
Didn't want to shit in my pants. I thought I'd do it.
So you sat down. You shit all over the vicinity. It's brilliant, isn't it? And you could just pull them up and walk off and just leave it there for one of the poor cleaners to deal with.
Sir, diarrhea, mate.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, fella.
No, my hands were tied. Well, it looks pretty solid, sir. Well, it had to come. Yeah.
Backed up for days, mate.
And there's always turnstiles. Now, obviously, turnstiles, they are used in pretty horrible places. But when I think of turnstiles, I think of festivals, concerts, football matches, joy. I don't think of having a dump. It's just grim. Grim thing to do. How long have we been going? Because we did say we'd keep this short.
40. 41. Yeah.
But I think we should leave it there. And we'll save the extra ones that we've got to go through for another day. Because they're going to take a good 25 minutes. And I'm pretty pent up now, so I can't really laugh anymore. I'm just wound up by the toilet situation.
I don't really shit from the first bit we did, but yeah.
Yeah, no.
Right, let's get booze and get angry then.
Yeah, I guess. Punch a wall or something.
Yeah.
But on a side note, I don't think I should bring this up, but I'm going to now. I've started, so I'll finish.
No, what is it?
Tom's ex-girlfriend is actually in Norwich tonight. So fingers crossed we cross paths.
Nah.
And then at least we're going to hope that Tom will cry into his chicken and we can obliterate all the gender stereotypes that we've made today.
I'm going to shag her.
You're probably not.
She'll remember the good times. She's like, I've listened to your podcast, remember how funny you are.
Yeah.
And then now I've seen you and I remember that you're just that red-faced, fat.
Drunk. Stupid.
Right.
Underachieving.
Underachieving?
Balding.
Not balding.
Don't brag on the podcast. Oh, well, that's not what it's there for.
It is.
No, because you keep bragging. You keep getting promotions and new jobs. I'm fine. Fuck all.
I've got a new job and it's fucking great. It is the best job I've ever had and I've never been happier.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Tell your shit joke and let's go.
No.
Go on. No, tell your optician. I know you spent all week researching. This is the only thing you fucking do for the podcast. So you might as well tell it. Sick of it.
God, he's angry.
I'm there reading articles. Everyone, gaslighting.
Everyone waits to the end. In fact, I'm sure they'll skip to the end just to hear the joke and then, the podcast was great.
It reminded me the other day, I was listening to our old podcast because I'm our number one fan. And I remembered the line that I told you on Christmas Eve where you're just dead weight. I thought that was brilliant. That brought a smile to my face.
Cool.
But I don't think you're dead weight, mate.
Thanks.
That's alright. Tell your joke.
Day drunk, fuck off. Right. So a bloke walks into an optician's.
Don't look at me.
I'm looking at you.
For fuck's sake, go on then.
So a bloke walks into an optician's and says, I'm having trouble with my eyes. He says, right, yeah. What sort of problem are you having? Well, I can't really see things far away. He says, right. Just step outside me for a moment. He says, yeah. He says, look up, what can you see? He says, clouds. Says, how far do you want to fucking see?
Yeah, it's not
bad. Thank you, good night.
Thanks, everyone. See you later.